Argument against Proposition 50. Proposition 50, a power grab by politicians. Prop 50 was written by politicians for politicians. Prop 50 dismantles constitutional safeguards that keep election maps fair. It removes requirements to keep cities, counties, and local communities together, and eliminates voter protections that ban maps designed to favor incumbents or political parties, putting politicians back in charge of drawing their own districts or those of their friends. A no vote protects fair elections and keeps the people of California, not politicians, in charge of redistricting. No on Prop 50. It repeals landmark voter-approved election reforms. For decades, Sacramento politicians drew their own district boundaries behind closed doors with no public oversight, guaranteeing their re-election, denying voters a real choice, and shutting out many women and people of color from elected office. In 2008, California voters approved historic election reform, creating the independent California Citizens Redistricting Commission. Voters decided district lines should be drawn by a balanced panel of everyday citizens, not by politicians who stood to benefit. Prop 50 throws out citizen-drawn congressional maps created through a transparent public process with input from over 35,000 Californians. Instead, politicians secretly drew maps, leaving voters with no real say. No on Prop 50, another scheme to permanently end independent redistricting. In 2008 and 2010, the Democratic Party and special interests spent millions of dollars to stop citizen redistricting. Later, the California Republican Party even sued to overturn citizen-drawn maps and lost. Now, Sacramento politicians are scheming to regain control with Prop 50. Make no mistake, Prop 50 is not temporary. For over half a decade, politicians get to impose their gerrymandered maps. Worse, it sets a dangerous precedent, opening the door for Sacramento to keep drawing election maps beyond 2031, giving politicians permanent power to shield themselves and their allies from accountability for California's high cost of living, skyrocketing housing costs, and rising energy bills. No on Prop 50. Don't be misled by political spin. The same politicians who opposed independent redistricting from the start now claim Prop 50 will save democracy. In truth, Prop 50 weakens fair representation by shutting the public out and bringing gerrymandering back to California. Prop 50 is not democratic. It gives voters a take-it-or-leave-it decision on the most partisan maps in California's history, a product of politicians' secretive backroom deals with zero meaningful public engagement. Prop 50 divides communities to benefit politicians, splitting counties 114 times and cities 141 times, far more than the citizen-drawn maps. Quote, "When politicians gerrymander, they divide our neighborhoods and weaken the voice of communities of color. Whatever happens in Texas, we cannot save democracy by destroying it in California. Vote no on Prop 50." End quote. Reverend Max Shorty, civil rights leader. No on Prop 50. A massive waste of taxpayer money. The legislature has called a special election just to pass this politician-protecting constitutional change, costing taxpayers $200 million. With a massive budget deficit, Sacramento politicians are making painful cuts to health care, housing, education, and public safety. Instead of protecting important programs, they're spending it on a political power grab. Vote no on Prop 50. VOTERSFIRST.ACT.ORG. Roberto Moncada, board member, United Latinos Action. Faith Bautista Tamashiro, president, National Diversity Coalition. Taylor Shorty, board member, Community Repower Movement.